347-1001.
Everybody, welcome back into the show. Second half hour of hour number one on this D-Day, June 6, 2024 edition of Your Defending Fathers with Chuck and Randy Bishop here on the Patriot Voice Radio Network. This segment brought to you by MyPillow. MyPillow.com has a sale going on right now. You need to check it out. Their spring-summer sale is happening. Up to 80% off on some of the products. Guaranteed minimum discount of at least 50% on everything on the website. Vicki and I love their products. Their towels are phenomenal. The sheets are great. This new pillow, I love this new pillow. 2.0 stays cool through the entire night. My head doesn't get hot. My pillowcase doesn't get sweaty. I love it. Absolutely love it. So again, just go to MyPillow.com, shop away, pick out whatever you want, go to checkout. When you go to checkout, put in the promo code TruckerRandy, one word, no space, two R's next to each other, TruckerRandy. Hit apply, see how much of a discount you get. Orders over $75, free shipping. It's happening right now, MyPillow.com. If you'd like the phone number, texted to your phone, just text me MP for my pillow, MP, and I'll text you the phone number. The operator will know that you're calling on our line. You heard it on this show. The promo code will already be applied to anything you order over the phone talking to the operator. Love, love, love the products. The sheets, again, Giza Dream Sheets are exactly that. Cool, soft, comfortable. They feel so great to your body. You got to get them. The towels are phenomenal. One tip on the towels, as soon as you get them, wash them. You got to fluff them up, wash them up, put some fabric softener in the dryer, and man, they come out twice as thick than what they are right out of the box. You will love them. Absorbent, man, they're great. Two Republicans had issues filing the personal financial disclosure statements. One of the senators is UP 38th Senate District Ed McBroom. He said many others like him had so many problems doing it online via the portal, he actually mailed in snail mail, his financial disclosure form after losing so much patience with dealing with the online website. Another Senator John Bumstead, he went beyond expectation. He reported every time a lobbyist picked up a tab for a meal, not just donations to his campaign, but even when they bought him lunch or dinner. However, the portal did not provide enough of inputs for all of his disclosures. He also ended up mailing them in. Pretty interesting. But this is now fully implemented. It's in place. And unlike the governor, who created an LLC and transferred much of her personal wealth into the LLC to avoid reporting the actual numbers, most state senators, state reps, did the right thing. And of course, Jocelyn Benson is going to be running for governor in 2026. So now she wants to make a big deal out of this full financial disclosure, accountability, transparency, ethical state government, was her quote. Kind of an interesting little twist. It's coming, folks. And again, stop and think about what happened in Arizona. I talked about it on yesterday's show. Secretary of State Katie Hobbs ran for governor in 2022 against Carrie Lake. Very popular, very attractive, well-spoken, former news reporter. She knows how to handle the media. Endorsed by Donald Trump. Well, the Secretary of State ended up winning the governorship. This is a strategy, something that was created and implemented by who? George Soros. George Soros and his son completely behind this strategy of putting their people, people that they had paid for college educations, basically helping them throughout their political careers with donations and money, became secretaries of state, controlling elections across America. After being secretaries of state, now they're becoming governors. So just remember, I told you here in 2024 what was going to happen in 2026. It's coming. Now, there's a lot of negotiating with witnesses happening in our state. You heard perhaps on the top of the hour news that the fraud that's alleged by Dana Nessel's office, election tampering, all the things that the 15 Trump electors were accused of and charged of, is being questioned now by a judge. The investigator that was assigned to the case by the Attorney General, Dana Nessel, being challenged by the judge, and it's leaning, it's looking like the judge may actually throw the charges out. Kind of interesting little twist. Well, now, in another case, voter data breach. A trial court judge granted Dana Nessel, Attorney General's request for immunity for an out-of-state witness in its case against an attorney and former Adams Township clerk who are accused of voter data breach. The Attorney General claims that the witness, information technology expert Benjamin Cotton, will testify about his communications with attorney Stephanie Lambert, who is charged in Hillsdale County with breaching voter data in the 2020 election. Hillsdale District Judge Megan Stiverson acknowledged defense's objection to immunity, but said Wednesday that state laws allow immunity to a person who might give testimony concerning charges alleged in a criminal complaint. Judge went on to say, "I'm a black and white kind of judge. It seems pretty clear to me what this witness could bring to this case," as she granted the request. What is Lambert charged with? What is the Adams Township election clerk being charged with? Well, it's very simple. Attorney General Dana Nessel is alleging that Lambert illicitly transmitted data from the Adams Township electronic poll book concerning the 2020 general election under the direction of then clerk Stephanie Scott. The expert Cotton worked with the attorney as well as the clerk, and believes that they received confidential voter data. The clerk is accused of intentionally disregarding numerous instructions from the state's election director to present the township's voting tabulator to an authorized vendor for maintenance and testing. She withheld the tabulator until it was seized by the Michigan State Police. Well, Lambert's attorney, Daniel Hartman, objected to the attorney general's request, saying he's shocked that the AG wants immunity from a member of Lambert's own legal team without articulating that Cotton had committed a crime. He argued that the communication was a confidential work product between the two at the time. He went on to say that actually Cotton is still a trusted member of the defense team, noting that Cotton was actually hired by Lambert and even did work for the clerk. I'm appalled by the fact that we are trying to split the representation and also the attorney-client work product privilege. Well, the Assistant Attorney General, Richard Cunningham, called Hartman's claims disingenuous. Cunningham and the witness, Cotton, are being called to be a fact-based witness, quote-unquote. As of today, he has no basis for criminal charges to be filed against Cotton. The attorney indicated that he was simply providing advice and therefore did not qualify for his constitutional protections under the Fifth Amendment, the right to remain silent. Cunningham, the attorney general assistant, said he didn't understand why Cotton's attorney advised him to take the fifth, but noted who paid him was in fact the attorney, Stephanie Lambert. We'll wrap this story up. Final segment of hour number one. Lots of backstories going on in Lansing. We'll be right back.
My name is Todd Smallenberg. I'm running to be your state representative in the 106th District. I took an oath to the Constitution and the American people my entire adult life. That oath has no expiration date. I will represent and fight for you, the people that elect me, not the folks in Lansing. Vote for me, Todd Smallenberg, and let's get Michigan back on track. Our kids and grandkids deserve a better future, and I am willing to fight for that. ElectSmallenberg.com. Paid for by Todd Smallenberg for state rep.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, CEO of MyPillow. I support this show, and I would like to offer you our biggest discounts for listening. So please go to our website, MyPillow.com, and put in the promo code at the end of this message to get the biggest discounts. Again, thanks for listening, and God bless.
Thanks, Mike. Folks, go to MyPillow.com and enter the promo code TRUCKERRANDY, or call 800-654-9659.
Hey everybody, it's Trucker Randy, the Yo-Yo Diet King. I have literally lost hundreds of pounds in my life. Slim Fast in the 90s, Nutrisystem in 2000, South Beach, Superfoods, they all worked in the short term, only to gain it all back plus some. Now that I'm 65, I really wanted to find a program that would increase my metabolism to burn my belly fat, bring my hormones back to my younger days without any exercising. Then I met Missy of MyPure Health Solutions. She explained how her program does exactly what I was looking for. Go to TruckerRandyHealth.com. Follow my journey with Missy and see that I dropped 22 pounds of body fat in the first 14 days without exercising and eating real foods. Again, go to TruckerRandyHealth.com and schedule a free consultation or call Missy at 269-964-5400. 4044. Let Missy change your metabolism just like she's changed mine. Do it today.
I am Dr. Sherry O'Donnell, running for U.S. Senate. As a missionary physician who's traveled the world, I've seen refugee crisis. Our open borders are causing a national refugee crisis. The failed Biden administration is paying illegal immigrants to enter our country and bring disease, terrorism, trafficking, inflation, and crime. As your next U.S. Senator, I have the international experience to close our borders and secure our homeland. I'm Dr. Sherry O'Donnell and am prepared to close the floodgates. Paid for by Dr. Sherry for Senate.
My name is Todd Smallenberg. I'm running to be your state representative in the 106th District. One of the reasons that I am running is because our current public education system is failing our children. I support real, common sense policies and approaches to education and the safety of our children. All parents have a right to decide on their children's education, not the government or unions. I will fight to ensure that. After all, they are our most precious resources we have, and they are worth the fight. Vote for me, Todd Smallenberg, electsmallenberg.com. Paid for by Todd Smallenberg for state rep.
Hey, everybody, welcome back into the show. Greatly appreciate you guys being part of it today. Want to remind you that you still have time to get your $100 ticket to come see and hear from Mike Rogers. Yes, Mr. Rogers is going to be in Northern Michigan. We will have a Mr. Rogers sighting. He's coming to the Charlevoix County Lincoln Day Dinner, their fundraising event to help get conservative, good people elected in Charlevoix County. It's happening a week from today. So if you hurry, you can still get your tickets. You can do it online. You can send an email or you can mail a check. It's going to be at the Talcott on Walloon Lake. Again, a week from today, June 13th, doors will open, cocktail hour, socializing starts at 6. The dinner will be served at 7. Great dinner, by the way. Great food over there. Semi-formal attire. You don't have to wear a suit and tie or anything like that. And Mr. Rogers is listed as the keynote speaker. Also, other candidates that will be there, two Supreme Court Justice candidates, Judge Mark Boonstra and Alexandria Taylor, State Representative Neil Friske, and then they'll announce who the endorsed county candidates are for Charlevoix County. They're way past the regular deadline, but they have some seats open for our listeners. You can take advantage of it. All you have to do is text me CC, Charlevoix County. No, not Canadian Club Whiskey. CC, Charlevoix County. I'll text you back the mailing address to the P.O. box, the email address, or a link to the website. Vicky and I are going to be going. Other people are coming. I know Lou up in Mackinac, St. Ignace area, they're talking about bringing some people. This is going to be a big event, folks. You need to be part of it. This may be your only opportunity to hear from and interact with Mr. Rogers. So we're excited. We're looking forward to it. Again, text me CC and I will send you the information. Just to wrap up this immunity case, the attorney, Hartman, claims that if the judge allows this expert witness to testify, it's going to basically cause a mistrial. Hartman telling the court, Cotton is part of their team. any information he provides is off limits. We are saying that he is off limits to call as a witness, just like Stephanie Lambert, the attorney who's being charged, and the clerk, Stephanie Scott. They have Fifth Amendment rights. Anything you say may and can be used against you in a court of law. Well, guess what? Cotton, who Attorney General Dana Nessel's office is seeking to get an immunity deal with, was part of their team. The parties will return at 9 a.m. on June 12th so the judge can hear a defense motion and conduct a preliminary examination. Bottom line to this whole story, folks, the clerk refused to allow Dominion to come in 2 weeks before the election to do quote-unquote maintenance on the machine. She believed that they were there to tamper with the machine and didn't want them to do it. She actually then turned over the electronic poll book to the attorney Lambert, who was trying to prove election tampering. And this attorney general is not stopping. She wants this case to go forward. She wants him to be prosecuted, charged, and tried to completely eliminate any other activities like this going forward. Why? Because the poll books is where it's at. The qualified voter files, folks, is where it's at. If you remove the dead people and you get rid of the people who no longer live in your county, then lock them down and do not allow the Secretary of State to download those dead people, people no longer in your state, back into the files. You prevent Dominion from tampering with your equipment. You have a chance of having secure elections. That's basically where we're standing right now. And that's why this case is going forward as we speak. They'll be back in court next week on June 12th. Kind of interesting. So we'll see where this goes. I'll continue to watch and follow this story next week. We'll report on it. That's it for the first hour. More stories, more back stories coming out of Lansing. We'll get you updated totally. Hour number two, we'll be right back.
Thank you for listening to Your Defending Fathers with Trucker Randy Bishop.
Trucker Randy here. Let's face it, we're all getting older, but we don't have to feel the pains of getting older. Most people and even our pets have daily pain. Don't let pain slow you down. Get natural relief with CBD products from Patriots Relief. Designed by nature and trusted by millions, CBD synergistically works with your body to naturally relieve pain along with many other benefits. CBD is not marijuana and you will not get high. Vicky and I trust Patriots Relief products because they truly work. Go to their website, patriotsrelief.com, then call Tim and his family at 877-230-1776. Mention the promo code TR1 to get the biggest discounts. Again, call 877-230-1776 and mention TR1. Patriotsrelief.com.
Are you tired of governments invading your online privacy? Introducing Legendary VPN Services. With our VPN, you can browse the internet with confidence, knowing your personal information is shielded from prying eyes. Say goodbye to hackers and corporate thieves. Our